Well, the Finke Desert Race is celebrating half a century this year, and the event continues to stoke competitiveness among those brave enough to tackle its tricky conditions.
Unfortunately, just came off the gas too early. She just came over. Definitely done something to my arm. But we'll be good. We'll be back out here.
Definitely had probably three or four, like, where I was to the point of being pretty scared. If you're not scared, you're not going fast enough.
There you go. There's a mantra for this race. Well, this year, Finke is paying tribute to its early champions who started the very first race with a shotgun blast 50 years ago. The winner of that first race, the man dubbed the first king of the Outback, is Jeff Curtis. I'm very pleased to say Jeff joins me this morning. G'day, Jeff. Welcome to breakfast.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
What was it like 50 years ago waiting for the shotgun to go off in this race?
Well, I guess it was something that we were going into the unknown. It's sort of a bit strange today to think you could fire a shotgun, you know, more or less 100 yards from the airport. But that's what we did, and that's how it all started.
What was the gear like back then compared to now, Jeff?
The equipment was back then was pretty primitive, I suppose you could say. It was we had the motocrosses and stuff that we did use, but I opted out to use my everyday trail bike to go in the event, being that it was 250 k's or 230 k's each way. I thought it might stay together a little bit longer, and I could trust it.
And I also have, Jeff, some unverified reports that you might have been wearing a Collingwood Guernsey for this first race. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. I became a Collingwood supporter when they came to Darwin when I was about 9 years old, and I've sort of stuck with them through thick and thin. Over that, I get ribbed a fair bit about it on and off, but I've got a thing going with the president of the Finke Desert Race. Every Finke weekend, there is Collingwood play Melbourne, so it's usually who wins that one. So that's about my race limit nowadays.
And, Jeff, for this initial race, I mean, this is a long distance in the Finke race. Were there questions about whether this was even possible, that you'd be able to get many riders through, given how rough the terrain can be?
Well, I think the committee led by Peter Gunner back in the day, had the vision of it. Him and some of the committee members went down and sort of had a little bit of a look at the course that they anticipated for the event to be on, and then called on myself and an old friend of mine, Peter State, and a couple of other guys to go down and have a look and see, and give our not approval, but Could it be done? So we did a weekend ride down there and came back and go, oh, yeah, that'd be fun, but, geez, it's a long way. They said, oh, well, that's good enough for us. Let's get it going.
How important is this race, not only to the NT, but to Alice Springs and Central Australia in particular, Jeff?
Well, I think it's good for the NT, but I think it's the biggest event on the calendar for Alice Springs. You look at the town today, it's probably grown twofold, if not more. There is thousands and thousands of people here at the moment. It's like driving around in a city now, driving around Alice Springs. Yeah. There's traffic everywhere. does bring in big dollars to the town and the area.
Much needed. Apart from whatever bike or creation you're riding, what do you think is the mental secret to doing well in Finke? How did you approach the race in the way that you saw it?
Well, probably back in the day, our approach was, not to do with the machinery we rode, but our thought was just go as fast and hard as you can, and take whatever comes when it comes. But today, probably a lot more preparation goes into it. Guys do a lot more pre-running. They do a lot more with bike setup. And I think overall it is a fitness thing, but it's a mental thing. You've got to hold your head. As soon as you relax or lose a bit of concentration, it doesn't take long to step off and bite the dust.
100%. Well, I'm glad you're being honoured as the inaugural winner. You've done very well in the race over the years. Jeff, I've just got one very important question to ask you lastly. What's your dog's name? I could hear them in the background.
That's my wife's little poodle, Maisie.
Maisie. Maisie. Yeah. I thought it might be a Staffy or something, Jeff, no. But you never know.
Mm. No, my bully's outside having a sleep.
There you go.
I have a full terrier as well.
Well, there you go. The poodle arced up and the bully was nice and quiet outside.
Yep.
Jeff, lovely to talk with you, and I hope you really enjoy these 50th celebrations for Fink. Thank you so much.
No, it's been a big weekend and it will continue to be. Thank you very much.